If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. We have such a special and extraordinary and exquisite show for you. As I've been bringing to you these shows for the past few years, it was my deepest desire to bring to you the top experts in the world that can give you the keys, the secret, the tools, the pathways, the doorways, and the windows to lead an unbridled life, an unlimited life, that happily ever after life in whatever area and avenue you've dreamed of. And we've had the most incredible guests, from astronauts to entrepreneurs to inventors and race car drivers and stunt people. And each and every guest has come on and they have shared their secret to passionate living. And tonight, as we wrap up 2015 and the very last show of our year, we are bringing you the cherry on the top of every Sunday. Tonight, we are bringing you Michael Santinato, who is actually a passion master. He is a relationship master and a relationship expert. And so I could not imagine a better way to close this year and to go off with a bang than to bring you someone who really understands and acknowledges and has the wisdom and the know-how to teach and share with you how to lead and live a passionate life. Michael, welcome to the show.
Nicole, thank you so much. What an extraordinary introduction.
Oh, it's such a pleasure having you here, and I am such a huge fan of your work. And I was thinking of tonight's show and this year, and I was just thinking, this is the greatest holiday gift I could possibly give my audience, is to bring you on and to share the secrets on how to lead and live a passionate life.
Wow. Thank you so much. I bet you've had an incredible year. I would love to know what your year is like.
Well, thank you for asking. You know, it's really funny because sometimes when I say things to people, I'm not sure whether or not I, you know, should share it. And for those of you who have been listening, and Michael, I appreciate the gateway and the doorway to that, but I had been knighted, you know, as many of you know, many years ago, that's the Dame Nicole Brandon, and I was knighted a second time this year in another order, you know, following under the Pope, and I was inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame and into the Elite Black Belt Hall of Fame, and I published 4 books, and I worked on a television show and in a movie and in a series, and sometimes when people ask what's new, I want to say, should I say I got new tires? Like, do I tell people? What do you actually say? This is my year.
Yeah, well, one of the things of leading a passionate life often means an extraordinary life, right? So sometimes, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about this show and I'm thinking, it's been a heck of a year for me too. And every year for the last 4 years has been an extraordinary year since I found my passion, right? And I'm sure we'll get to that. And I'm just thinking, like, gosh, I also contracted adrenal fatigue this year, which is kind of like a debilitating short-term condition. And, you know, thankfully it's not life-threatening. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes just saying you got tires is good, because that means calming down and relaxing and just enjoying sometimes is necessary. That's something I learned this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I look at your bio and the past few years of your life, and it's amazing because at every corner – and at every turn, there's love. It really, I mean, whether you are writing books, I mean, I love your books, The Sexy Secrets to Juicy Love Life and Single and Stuck, the 3 massive mistakes women make in their 30s. And now you're Find Them and Keep Them, A Guide to Attracting the Right Partner. And even I know you found your life partner, you know, in the process of this journey. And so when you look at your year, are you saying this year was filled with love?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel so lucky and so blessed and so thankful you present me to that. But like without a doubt, I mean, the love of my life is with me. We're clear on our future together. We're actively creating our future together. She's got three kids. They lost their father a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, and they were separated for 3 years before that. And at the beginning of the year, I remember us planning and creating, okay, it's a really precious, gentle thing, this relationship with the kids that I'm building. Let's just nurture it. Let's just build it, this year. And that's really what we focused on. And we took things slowly, and we took things, carefully in the right way, and prioritizing, what would be best for the kids and things like that, just to build a solid relationship. And we spent so much time together over the holidays. Over the last few days, it's just been extraordinary. Love is definitely present, without a doubt. I'm so grateful for it.
That's so exciting and so extraordinary. And I would love to talk a little bit about your background, because there are people that are listening to the show that are like, who is this guy? He's a passion expert and a relationship master. And when you talk about leading and living a passionate life, that means so many things to so many people. For some, it's eroticism, mm-hmm. and it's sensuality and it's sexuality, mm-hmm. and it's finding that life partner and mate in this juicy, succulent life. And for others, passion is being able to express their creativity or their joy, mm-hmm. or to lead and live their gifts and talents. And to some, it's sharing with the world in philanthropic or humanitarian ways. And so where was your first, when babies learn to walk, where was your first step into the foray of passion?
Oh, so love the question. I love that you phrased it that way, too, because I was just thinking that today, I shared this memory with my girlfriend. Today, I must have been, 7 years old, and my dad was driving me in the car. It was, an old Buick thing, huge, long, Cadillac-style type of car, and we were driving to my hockey game. I was, dressed in the equipment at the time. It was a sunny winter morning. He's driving me to the rink, and he taught me something in the car. There was just some conversation about some important life lesson, and he's sharing this, important matter, and I'm listening, and I'm learning, and it clicked. Whatever it was, I don't remember, but what I remember that was important was that I giggled. I laughed. I was sitting in the passenger seat. I'm this little kid, and he just shared this important life lesson with me. And I giggled, and I laughed. And he's like, why are you laughing? And I go, because I laugh when I learn things. And it didn't even occur to me at the time, but that's what I said. I went on, and I had my merry way in my hockey game. But in the last 5 years, I've soaked up so much knowledge and learning. I've learned so much. I mean, I've just devoured courses, books, seminars, mentors, coaches, anything. I've been so hungry for it, and it's because I've been back in touch with that passion for learning, and that's what I'm most passionate about right now. I think that's what brings me joy. That's what I love to do. That's what I'm passionate about. It's as soon as I learn something, I want to give it away. I want to share it with others so that they can learn it too.
Oh, that's such a fabulous answer. It really is. And I know as you talk about your girlfriend, and I didn't realize that the kids had, lost their dad, and how lucky, Michael, they are that there's you. I mean, I can't imagine a better angel to sort of land in their lap, and someone that cares at the level at which you care. And then together you've created workshops which have mm-hmm. shared and taught love around the world.
Yeah. That's fun. Those are fun. Those are a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We love what we do. We've got the sensational sex seminar that we've created since we've been together, since we've come together. We've taken it internationally, and it's funny because just in a short while, I guess, 6 weeks, we're doing our first one in 2016, back where it all started in Toronto in Canada.
And for people that want to be involved in this and that want to start the year, because January 1st in the new year is not so far away from Valentine's. And I think mm-hmm. the greatest gift that people can give to themselves or to their partners or their mate is a deeper level of communication and intimacy and understanding.
You're so right. You're so right. And it's funny because the seminar is it's a two-part series. And the first event is all about the foundation. And the first event is all about communication. It's really about the basics. It's about communication. It's about respect. It's about integrity. It's actually about your relationship outside the bedroom and how that translates back into a incredible, out-of-this-world, like, feel-good, off-the-wall sex life inside the bedroom. It's amazing. And that's what it's all about, is the basics. You know, like, how you become a master is you master the basics. So work on your relationship outside the bedroom first. It'll translate back inside the bedroom.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm planning on attending your workshops this year. I just want to learn from you. You know, when I look at your books and I look at your work, and there's so much to jump into, and I know that we're going to be jumping into a break in just a couple minutes. But one of my favorite questions to ask guests, and I guess this would be a perfect time to do it, is what does it mean to you, since the show is Passionate Living, to lead and to live a passionate life?
Well, it's got to be without a doubt to do what you love. It's no coincidence that, you know, if you study, like, successful people, like, all, like, everybody in between, and I'm sure people listening to this show do study successful people, they all say a lot of the same things. And one of the things they say is you have to do what you love. You have to do what you love. I mean, you just have to, number one, be in touch with what that is. Okay? You got to be in touch with what it is that you love. And then you've got to just do it. Like, you've just got to find a way to just do it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Wow.
Life is such a joy, and work is not work when you're doing what you love.
That's the perfect answer, and I can't imagine a better lead into the break. So more with Michael Santinato when we return here on Passionate Living. And as we jump to the break, you might want to think about, what is your passion? What is in your heart? What's your deepest desire? And what is the thing, if you could do anything that you love to do? And as you look at your partner and your mate, you might want to ask yourself, can we love deeper, communicate better in a more intimate, loving fashion in the new year, and find Michael and the Sensational Sex Seminar, or we return here on Passionate.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with a very special guest, Michael Santinato, the relationship master who helps people find great partners, keep amazing, scintillating, scorching, loving, creative, caring, kind, deep relationships. And we're just so honored that he's here to wrap up our year with a bow on how to lead and live a passionate life. Michael, it's just such a joy to have you here.
Thank you again, Nicole. It is so great to close off the year with you, and I'm glad we're thinking about it that way, too.
Thank you. So I was thinking about all the food that people eat at Christmas. And, you know, the people are always like, oh, it's a holiday, and after the holiday I'll go on a diet, and whatever that is. And sometime in the beginning of the year, they decide to cleanse, and then they're eating carrots and celery and lettuce and whatever. You know, they're juicing. And so somehow instinctively we know that the organic diet is good for our body, ourselves, and our souls. And you've actually created an organic way of finding love.
Yeah. That's right. I'm so glad you asked about it. It's funny. The choices we make, eh? Like the choices that we make just after we, you know, had some time of excess. So, in a way, online dating has, for a lot of people, become, you know, an excess. It's been a way for people to experience a lot of different partners and people and dates in a short period of time, you know. Like the era of convenience that we live in is just incredible. And personally, myself, I've never really been a fan of online dating, but I did try it several years ago just, you know, so that I could say that I had the experience of it in my business. And the interesting thing that I found is that I became more obsessed with judging people. Like my mind and the conditioning that my mind experienced was more about judging people, good, bad, hot, not, right, wrong, you know, more than like the connection was a priority. It was more about like this unconscious judgment system that has been developed in my mind. And I sort of talked to a bunch of people like, hey, do you find this? And like, oh yeah, especially with the apps on the phones and mobiles, you know, swipe left, right, whatever. And I'm like, this is not even cool. Like this is so not good for who I want to be and who I am in the world. And it just was kind of shocking to me, this method of judging people. But also, when I talked to more people, they said that a lot of the times they don't have great relationships that stem from the online dates. And I was like, okay, is this just something that's, you know, regional maybe, just to my city, just to the people I'm talking to? Doing research, it turns out it's like an international thing because online dating, you know, is available all over the world. And what I found is that the way to meet people naturally, like how they used to before this thing started, before online dating started, has pretty much disappeared. It barely happens. But it's something that's always happened easily for me, and I thought it was just luck. So I broke down the science of, like, what am I thinking, being, doing? What are my thoughts about relationships? What are my beliefs about the opposite sex? What are my beliefs about dating, meeting people, all that stuff? And it turns out that there's an actual process that you can – that any one person can do to bring their thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and actions in the right place. When you line everything up, you get into, like, you know, alignment, and meeting someone great naturally becomes easy. A lot of people are online because it's convenient, but a lot of people are online because for some it's an addiction. And there's three complaints that after working with hundreds of people and serving thousands of people, there's three things that tend to happen in an online date. They get pissed off because they didn't look like anything in the profile or anything in the picture. They lied about what they said, who they were, and they invited them to some weird kind of, like, sex thing, you know. I so wish I was kidding, but it's really happening out there. So the organic method is, how to do it naturally, how to do it like it used to be done, how to find a great partner, have a great relationship as you're out there doing your thing living your life day to day.
And so when you say that organic dating, and I love this, Michael, I have to let you know, something in my heart just says yes. And it just feels right. And it feels, I mean, my dad, Mom, I don't know that you and I have ever had this conversation. My dad proposed on the first date.
No way.
And my mom said yes, and they just celebrated their 52nd wedding anniversary. And they still are the two most in love people I've ever seen in my life. And my dad said he just knew. On their first, he just knew. And my mom, he said he never met anyone that had a heart like hers. And she said she's never laughed that hard. And they just so enjoyed each other and thought if that, if they only had that, that joy that they had in each other, that would last them a lifetime through anything. And they still are so in love. And, you know, and it wasn't match.com. They just happened to meet, you know, the same way that you're saying organically. And I look at that, and it's such a beautiful example of organic love.
Totally. I love that you shared that, because my parents actually are going on their 50th year. And in May, it'll be their 50th. So congratulations to your parents. And gosh, I mean, the impact that it has on us as their children, it's just huge, you know. My parents met in a bank. They both were working for the bank. And we were at dinner just the other night meeting my brother's new girlfriend. And they told us the story all over again. And I swear, you know, how they told it this time was different than ever before. And, you know, my dad said he was working there, and this new woman he'd never seen before walks in, and he's like, can I help you? And she says, yeah, I'm here to see Mr. So-and-so, who's the manager. And he guides her and directs her to where it is, and he just said, wow, I have never seen a woman like that before. And it wasn't long before he was pursuing her, courting her, you know, buying her flowers, like, you know, driving her home. This is way back, you know, in like the 60s, way back, by being unfair here, but it was a while ago. It was a slower time. Things happen at a slower pace, but it was the right way of treating each other and seeing each other as men and women, as people.
I love that. I mean, it's so beautiful to know it exists and it's out there. And then how do you steer people away? You know, like I think about, you know, people bumping into the walls in the rubber room or something like that from the Match.com and the eHarmony and, you know, the Tinders or whatever that is. And then for someone that's been hurt or been disappointed or just says, well, I can never meet anybody or I never go anyplace or I never have an opportunity or all the people I know at my office are, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so how do you open someone and open their heart to allow that organic love to come in?
It's so great. It's the best question you could ask, Nicole, because when you live in a world now where, you know, information is everywhere. So you just got to find what kind of information do I need? What kind of information do I want? Well, there's so much information on, you know, like self-empowerment and taking control of your life and being, doing, and having whatever you want. Okay. So grateful we live in this time right now. So incredible. And I think the best place for anyone, you know, if you're just starting out, then start out in general and just look for the be, do, have stuff. If you're more experienced and you've been looking into this stuff for a while, you've been listening to the show for a while, then I would go right to quantum physics, and that's where I'm at right now. And it's essentially, I mean, every decision we make is so powerful. Every decision we make completely shifts our future. It's like there's always forks ahead of you, and you take whatever path you want, and every decision is a path. So decisions like forgiveness, they're hard decisions to make sometimes when you're upset, when you've been hurt, when you've been betrayed, when you've been wronged. They're hard to make, right? These decisions are hard to make. But the decision, the choice of forgiveness, such a powerful choice because it alleviates so many of the X's on the path. Okay, so when you're wanting to find a great partner, you're wanting to find someone naturally, organically, you wanna actually close as many doors as possible so that you can open new doors or have new doors to open in front of you. And they will. It's law. It has to. It must. You always are being presented with circumstances, situations, events, opportunities, and people to help you get what you want. It's just the nature of life. You have to live as a shut-in to not experience that. You just walk down the street, driving your car, go anywhere, go somewhere, and you'll experience new events and situations. So a decision and a choice like forgiveness, oftentimes your last relationship or your most impactful relationship, for our listeners right now that are listening, there is a relationship that stands out in your mind that is most impactful to you, possibly an ex, a previous partner, somebody you're separated, divorced anyway. It could even be a family member. And that act of closing those doors, getting that closure, doing that internal work on healing those relationships will totally transform your future and bring you new potential people to meet. Because the judgments that you have are perpetuating the beliefs that you have, perpetuating the stories, the experiences that you have. So the easy way to remember it that I always say is your next relationship will start only as good as your last relationship ended. And the good news is your last relationship or that impactful relationship can end anytime, in any way you want. It's your choice.
Wow. Phenomenal. Just fantastic. And I know we're jumping to a break, but there's so many questions now I want to ask you. I'm like the little kid with their hand up in school going, oh, call on me. So come back from the break. I'd, you know, love to talk more and dive into this because I know that you work with people not just on finding love, but how to keep love once they have that person in their life. And I think sometimes we feel that we don't deserve the love that comes their way.
Yeah.
And old patterns or beliefs. And so I would love to get your perspective on that. And just what a fabulous way to have the holiday season and to have you here on Passionate Living talking about how to lead and live a passionate life. So more with Michael Santinato, the relationship master, when we return here on Passionate Living.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Michael Santinato, the Relationship Master, our last show of the year, which I cannot imagine. It has been such a beautiful and brilliant and exciting year, and I've had the most incredible guests. Sometimes I'm taking notes and I'm like, oh yes, I have to answer a question now because I'm learning so much. And Michael, I always feel that way when I'm speaking with you, that I'm constantly learning and growing and expanding and becoming more conscious in my idea and ideal and my alignment with love. And thank you so much for that.
Thank you. That's my pleasure. That's my honor.
Right before the break, you were talking about organic love and being able to allow things to happen. And I know that your newest book is the Find Him and Keep Him, the Guide to Attracting the Right Partner. And so once you find that person, like your parents did, or my parents, you know, found in each other, once you find that person, how do you not lose that love? I mean, we've had people come, you know, on some of our shows, and they've been married 3, 4, 5 times, and they're trying to learn how to, you know, do this correctly or do it right. And where does someone trip and fall?
Well, for the people that have been doing it 3, 4, 5 times, you know, you got to go back to the past. You're only going to do one of two things. You're going to look towards the future and look towards the past. And for people who repeat patterns like that, you've got to look towards the past. I mean, you got to do some work around some past-based decision-making, some past-based beliefs, some past experiences, things like that. You should not keep moving forward when you're, you know, 3, 4, 5 times trying to get it right. I mean, it's kind of like a losing game. For people that are just, you know, getting started or just getting into it, or even facing challenges like first time in, and they're still trying to make it work, it's all about being present. It's all about communication. I think we talked earlier about communication, and it's really something that's actually undervalued. I wish people had the knowingness that I had, which is that communication can resolve anything. If there's any disappointment, upset, frustration, sadness, anger, doesn't matter what emotion it is, whatever a person is feeling, what's going to get it resolved? Communication. So I wish people had the tools of communication that I have, which I've heavily invested in myself, which is, you know, listening. Like, the basics are listening twice as much as you speak, because you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. And that's really one of the, like, super basics. I don't know how much I can get into in this show, but for men, the objective is listening. I mean, just listening, just being a great listener, you could do so many things for your partner. Like, the experience that you leave them with is one of being respected, heard, appreciated, validated, understood. All those things are what a woman wants around communication. For men, I mean, it's funny because the amount of people that I'm talking to these days that realize that men do need sexual satisfaction as part of, like, breathing is amazing to me. I'm really grateful and thankful that I'm speaking to both many women, actually, that understand that to make a man happy, to make a relationship work on a man's end, it's quite simple. And it's really, like, be there for him, take care of him, support him, have great sex. We really are sexual creatures. I mean, we all are as humans. But men, really, it's like breathing. I once heard somebody say that, you know, for men, sex really is like breathing. And for a woman, you need to breathe. And same thing for a man. And it's hard for women to accept, because it's hard for people to accept, because they make it mean things like that. Oh, they're addicted to porn, or they're bad, or, you know, they're like addicted to sex, and that's bad, or they're just, you know, they're so needy, or you know, they don't know how to be emotional. Men are emotional. We are emotional. Most men just are not in touch with it or in tune with it. And yet, in sex, in having sex, that is the best place where men can express themselves, where they can express their emotion, where they express their love. That is actually the best place. So, like, in the sex seminar, we talk about communication heavily. We talk about respect heavily. Those are the basic ingredients, the core things that make a great relationship great. You got to be aligned, and you got to be on the same page as well. You got to do whatever you can to be aligned and on the same page. I mean, you can't. The best place to be is to know your partner on such a deep level that you probably could predict what they're thinking at any given moment. I mean, it might be an odd thing, it may sound odd, but my partner and I are very much on the same page all of the time, and it's incredible because your partner is your mirror, they are your reflection, they are reflecting back to you anything and everything that you're thinking and doing and being. So when her and I are on the same page, we're just like relieved, we're filled with joy, and we don't have any of that stuff in between us. We've just got like the ability to be truly present with each other, which is really magical.
That's such great advice. I mean, I love that you say it's like walking and breathing. It's not, you know, the fact that somebody makes it mean something. Mm-hmm. It is such great advice because I think as a woman, the natural inclination is to make things mean something. You know, he's late, he doesn't love me, whatever that is, instead of there could be traffic or somebody needed their help, or, you know, people just automatically jump to that it means something either bad or against them or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I learned in, you know, this one course I took 5 years ago, which I highly recommend, called the Landmark Forum. They say we're meaning-making machines. And they're friggin' right, man. Oh, my gosh, are they ever right? Like, we really are. Human being means to be a meaning-making machine. You know, like, we learn it when we're young. You gotta, like, survive through high school by making things mean things, gossip. You're either, you know, you're killed or you're good or you're bad. Like, it's the associations and the meanings that we give certain people, like, It's everywhere. Ranking systems, societal class structures, caste systems in eastern parts of the world. Like, we're meaning-making machines. We just make things mean things, even when they don't necessarily mean that thing.
That's funny. Meaning-making machines. I love that. That's so fabulous. And then I know in your books, you know, that you talk about the sexy secrets to a juicy love life and single and stuck. And how does someone get stuck?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I love that you ask that because if that were ever just a question that were worth $1 million, like how do we get stuck? Well, let's stick on the thread that we're on, right? Because it's a good one and it's connected for sure. It's where we get stuck is in the meanings that we make, the beliefs that we take on. So if something bad happens, let's say something happens in the relationship, okay? My partner, Jessica, you know, if she says something to me about some guy, right, some friend of hers, I could make it mean that she's going to develop feelings towards him. I could make it mean that they're going to have an affair. I could make it mean that she doesn't like me. I could make it mean that she doesn't love me. I could make it mean a ton of different things, a thousand different things. I could just pick it out of the air, and I'll just make it mean that. It's uncontrollable. It's unconscious. What gets people stuck is then what they do with that, which is usually nothing. So if I'm making this up, right, and I'm making this connection, I'm making this association, whether it's real or not, whether it happened before or not, then I'm going to start, like, running that in my mind. And it's going to be, oh, she doesn't like me. She likes that guy. She's having an affair. Maybe I should have an affair. Maybe I should go to a strip club. Hey, I'm going to go to a strip club with the guys because forget her and whatever this and that. Or sure, yeah, I'll go talk to that ex-girlfriend of mine. Or yeah, I'll message that person on Facebook just because whatever. And like, then I'm trapped. I'm done for at that point. Okay, the snowball has gathered, the snow is rolling down the hill. I'm stuck inside the snowball. There's no way out. How people get stuck is they do nothing about their concerns. They do nothing about their worries or their fears. I'm a human being. Even though I've got an incredible relationship, the occasional thing still comes up for me, as it does with Jessica. So what we'll do is we'll talk about it. And I'll just voluntarily say, like, look, this could be nothing. This could be totally out of left field. Here's what I'm thinking. This is what I noticed. And how it occurs to me is like this, or I'm starting to make it mean this, this, and this. And it doesn't necessarily mean that. I'm sharing it with you because I want us to have a great relationship. I want us to be awesome, amazing, fulfilled, happy at all times. So I just need to say this. And you could even say it like, you know, help me deal with this, or help me figure this out, or help me understand this. But the tone that I'm conveying right now, people need to take note of, because I'm not making any assumptions in my tone. I'm not making any, like, assertions in my tone either. I'm not accusing, and I'm not negative. I'm not hasty. I'm not being angry or upset. I'm totally owning this as my concern. I'm totally owning this as my mind doing things, and it may not be real.
This is fantastic. Wow. I love that you can share and teach this way. And I love the clarity in the communication and the commitment to allow yourself to have these conversations and not judge your own feelings or thoughts, but really allow the open space between you.
Yeah, it's. I love what you said. Like a commitment. Like I make the connection of having a commitment to work things out. Like that's always got to be in the background. You've always got to have a commitment to working things out. If you're in a relationship, if you want it to be great, you just always have to have that commitment to working things out. You can't put any, you know, judgments and assumptions on them. Like this is how it is, or this is how it's going to be.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, I know we're jumping to a break, Michael, but I can't wait to wrap up the new year with you. And I love this advice. And when we come back, I'd also, you know, would love you to share with people how they can work with you, because I know we've got people all over the world right now saying, gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could talk to my spouse or my mate that way, or even find love in a way in which my heart is open and it could be right around the corner at any given moment in time, which truly is the magical gift waiting for us all in this life, which is love. So more with Michael Centinato when we return here on Passionate Living as we wrap up our year in passionate living and love, romance, desire, and making your dreams come true.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee,
on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with celebrity author and teacher, relationship master and coach Michael Santinato, wrapping up our year on passion, love, romance, happiness, and how to find your true love, hold that love, keep it, and have a rich, fulfilling life, really in a heart-centered world, which is what we all dream of and desire. And it's just what a perfect way to be able to share the holiday season and step into the new year with Michael and on Passionate Living. So what a gift.
Thank you. Perfect timing for the perfect time of year.
Of course. And so, Michael, how does somebody find you? I mean, you're all over the world. I know you're speaking, you're coaching, you're teaching, you have your relationship seminars and your books. And so what's the best way for someone to find you and experience your work or to work with you or your lovely Jessica?
The best way is with my main site, which is therelationshipmaster.com. And aside from that, you know, if you're a Facebook fan, if you're a Facebook favorite, I'm there on Facebook as well. You can search me at Michael Santinato. And I'm even on Twitter at The Organic Method of Dating. But if you're really keenly interested about making 2016 a great year and a great relationship, then the SensationalSexSeminar.com is probably the best place, because we're going to be looking at coming to different parts of the U.S. and Canada at the SensationalSexSeminar.com. And we'd love to go further than that as well. Plans to go to the U.K. If you'd like to have us come to your city, send us an email. Let us know.
That's fantastic. And do you work with people on Skype as well if somebody is just tired of the online dating scene and just really needs to step out of that world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Skype makes things possible. That should be their new tagline.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love that. And so for new people that are, you know, this is a difficult week. This week has New Year's. And it doesn't matter what country you're in, what you're listening, you know, what your faith, what your religion, what your background, how great your sixth grade teacher was, or, you know, if you hit that home run, your past does not change the fact that we are coming upon a new year. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a date for New Year's is very often a very heavy heart. And those in relationships often feel like they have to do something special, you know, sort of like Valentine's, in order to make this relationship work or memorable or to start the new year right. And it can't be that the baby's sick or something. And so any New Year's advice for our listeners out there today on today's show?
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the power of decisions and just how incredible they are and how when you make a decision, everything shifts. So right now, everyone listening who's going through that very thing that you're talking about, forget about New Year's right now. Completely forget about New Year's right now. Don't even think about being single or being with someone on New Year's. When you make a decision, what it takes is time for your new choices to manifest. So the best thing you can do is make a decision right now. Right now on Passionate Living. Right now to enjoy yourself no matter what. Have fun and be happy. Two reasons. One, because I do not want you focusing on anything negative in such an amazing time of year, such an important time of year in New Year's. Okay. Personally, I extend to you an invitation to be happy this New Year's.
That's like, great.
Happiness is attractive, okay? So I'm going to tell you, yes, happiness is attractive. So sure, there's some possibility you could meet someone or whatever, but I do not want you to have any hopes up whatsoever about meeting someone, having someone to kiss when the bell hits midnight. Forget about that. Enjoy yourself. Love yourself so much for getting through another year, for having another year. Great year, bad year, whatever. You made it, you're here. New Year's Eve. brand new day, brand new year. Then in the new year, make a decision to do something about it. Make a decision to change your life. Make a decision to be happy, to forget all the crap, forget everything, and be in a great relationship. Say, this year is the year. Say, this year is the year I'm ready to do something about it. This year is the year I'm ready to be happy, be extraordinarily fulfilled in a great relationship. Because for those of us that are passionate, that are listening, that lead passionate lives, we all know it doesn't matter what you do during the day. If you come home at the end of the night and you have no one to share it with, it's just not the same. Especially if you're living your life passionately, doing what you care about, doing what you love, whether it's making the world a better place or living out your dreams, whatever it is. If you don't have someone to share it with, at the end of the day, we all know it's just not the same.
That's
so focus right now on having a great New Year's and contact me in the New Year.
I think that's fantastic advice, and each and every person out there should absolutely do that. And Michael, it's just always such a blessing having you here. You truly are such an extraordinary gift. And I love that you lead and live the life that's in your heart. And that you go back to your childhood. No, thank you. That, you know, when you go back to your childhood and you say, I laughed. And, you know, going back to your earliest memory, you created joy.
Mm-hmm.
You created happiness. And even in your relationship now, and the way that, for those of you who have the opportunity to listen to some of the other shows that Michael's been on and to find his work, you can learn all about his past path in finding love and the journey that he's been on. And each and every step, you follow your heart, you follow your heart, you follow your heart. And there's always an emphatic joy in the not knowing in the next step and the trust in love. And I think that's absolutely profound, and it just radiates from you, and it's really magic.
Thank you. Thanks for getting that, Nicole. What I would love is for everyone to be, you know, like thrilled and excited about 2016 and thrilled and excited about their life ahead. Because when you are doing what you're passionate about, and that's all you're doing, when you're just following your heart and just following your gut, listening to your gut, listening to your heart, life becomes extraordinary, like daily. Like it's the joy of the life. It's the joie de vivre, right?
Absolutely. It's truly a blessing. And so I look forward to joining you in your seminars and your workshops and your extraordinary work in the new year. And for everybody that's out there, I know from Michael and from myself, we're wishing you a joyous year, a healthy year, a happy year, and certainly one filled with an abundance of love and lust and passion and trust and infinite bliss and much laughter, as Michael brought to the top of the show, which I absolutely love, and his work with his partner Jessica, the Sensational Sex Seminar, will be in a city near you and definitely something to run to, be part of, to learn from. And you can find his books as well on Amazon and on his websites, and take that step to trust your own heart. Allow yourself to unleash the love inside of you and know that somebody's waiting for that love. And yes, and it can indeed be organic, as Michael talks about, and right around the corner and just waiting for you today, tomorrow, or as you step into this new year. Absolutely. So what a joy. And we look forward to seeing you here next week on Passionate Living as the first show of 2016. And to get a copy of today's show, which I'm sure you're going to want to do, because I know that I love listening to Michael as often as I can. And each and every time I hear something new, a coin, a phrase, an expression, or something that maybe my heart wasn't ready to hear last week, or yesterday, or even an hour ago, that now I'm ready to hear and allow and permeate and know that that's the truth and the trust of love, and ready to move forward and cross that line into the happily ever after. And so to get a copy of today's show, all you have to do is send a text message to 55678 on your phone, and the message is Nicole. And you can get a copy of today's show downloaded or any of our archive shows. And we certainly love sharing Michael with you at every turn. And Michael, we so look forward to having you back in 2016.
Thank you, Nicole. That would be a pleasure. That would be a total delight. It's always great to share this with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm wishing you and Jessica a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And we are wishing you all from Passionate Living, from our family here at Om Times, to your family, a wondrous life and a very happy holiday season. And wherever you are in the world, tell someone you love them today, but mostly share that love within yourself, that appreciation in yourself. And as Michael was sharing so eloquently in the show today, the greatest gift in leading and living a passionate life is to lead and live your passion, to follow your heart and to follow your dreams. Was that it, Michael? Follow that thread?
Make a decision. Change your life with a decision. Definitely.
Beautiful. Happy New Year's, everybody. We'll see you in 2016. Michael Santiago and myself wishing you a very healthy and a happy new year.
The cutting edge of conscious
radio. Feature story news in Washington.